This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswein on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswein.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is going to be a pretty cool show today, and I get to say that because it's my show. In December 2012, Alex Radulich was like almost every other college student. He's kind of exhausted from final exams. He's out at Purdue University, and he wanted to sort of kick back and just sort of watch some TV. Well, the movie that was on at that time was Evan Almighty. It's Steve Carell and Morgan Freeman as God. And the scene that changed the course of Alex's life is this.
So, you're really him, aren't you?
You want more proof? I haven't done the pillar of salt thing in a while.
That's all right. I believe you. I don't understand why you chose me.
You want to change the world, son. So do I.
What? Why an ark? I mean, that's like flood territory. You wouldn't do that again. You wouldn't do that. Would you do that?
Let's just say that whatever I do because I love you.
Well, then you have to understand that this whole building an ark thing is really not part of my plans here. I need to settle into my house. I need to make a good impression at work. What?
Your plans. That's
what are you talking? We're talking about an ark, right? I mean, an ark? An ark is huge. I don't even know where I would begin.
Well, I hear that a lot. People want to change the world, don't know how to begin. You want to know how to change the world, son? One act of random kindness at a time.
Oh, Alex, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. It's been a while since I've heard that.
Well, and there you go. Isn't it just as poignant today as when you heard that?
It still grabs me. Yeah, absolutely.
It does. And out of that moment, the ARC Project now was born. So tell everybody, what is the ARC Project?
ARC Project was a project I started my freshman year, halfway through the year. And it was really just to spread acts of random kindness. It was something I haven't heard anybody doing. And I kind of just made a video. That video went viral, and I was contacted by people in Russia, Brazil, and Canada within 24 hours, just asking how they can hop on board. And from there, I mean, bigger things have happened. Like, we created the website, and then it kind of is starting to turn into a movement, which is very exciting for us.
That's huge. So what did it feel like in that moment when you were watching that scene? Because everybody is like, what does it feel like when inspiration comes to you? Was it right when you watched it, or it was an hour later and you thought, hey, there's something to that?
You know, it was probably 5 minutes after that. I was sitting there and the movie ended, and I just turned off the TV and I just sat in what was said, and it really just spoke to my heart. And it's one of those things that if you don't know what your passion is, once you find it, it changes your life. Like, I was staying up all through the night just writing things down on how I can make this project happen and what I need to happen, and writing down lists. And it just gave me this kick in the pants or a burst of energy just to, like, focus my life in this direction.
What were you studying at the time, or are you still studying?
I am currently not studying. I'm taking a break for now. Mm-hmm. I was studying radiological health science, pre-medical physics at that moment in my life.
Wow. That's, I don't even know what that is.
I knew this is what it was. I knew what my passion was, and it was for helping other people. I had a real niche or soft spot in my heart for people with cancer. And with that major, I'd be able to work in a radiology department in any hospital.
Mm. That's. Can I ask you, do you know someone with cancer?
My grandmother had it, but she's a survivor, and we're all very thankful for that.
Yay, Granny! We're so happy. So, the ARC Project is all about acts of random kindness. You talk a little bit about what that means, because people are like, well, I don't have money to give to people. So, give us some other examples of what that would mean.
Okay. The most classic example that we give is if you're in the line at Starbucks and you just pay for the coffee behind you, just tell that person to pay it forward. But there's a lot of power in a smile. There's people that say, well, I don't have money to give, or, you know, my budget's really tight this month. Well, we want you to walk around just with positive energy and a smile and talk to people you wouldn't talk to. And our thing is to step out of your comfort zone and take positive risks, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that totally does. And do you know if there is anything chemically or karmically that actually changes within us when we do an act of random kindness?
Yeah, you know what? I've read reports online. I wish I had them memorized so I could quote them. But if you search it, like the link between kindness and happiness, or there's even been studies done, I can't remember what university, I really wish I could, where it was like the overall happiness of a person, and then I guess it was another person who commits acts of kindness, and just how much happier their life is. And there's so many reasons to do acts of kindness or acts of random kindness that it makes sense, and we're just trying to inspire an epidemic of kindness.
Oh, that's, you know, if we want to get infected with anything, it is kindness.
that's one of my favorite things is I read the book Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell, and I just fell in love with the word epidemic, because it's usually like a negative thing, and I just want to turn it to a positive experience or movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was, and we're going to ask you this in a minute, which is, you know, some of your favorite stories of, you know, acts of kindness, whether it was for yourself or someone else. And I know you do have some listed on your website, which is arcprojectnow.com, arcprojectnow.com. So in just a minute, I want you to tell us some of your favorites. And this just recently happened to me, which is why I want to tell it. So I was at the gas line at Costco. I just got a Costco card and I'm all excited, right? So I'm like, woo, Costco, I'm going to try the gas station now. So I'm in line to do that, only I didn't know you needed a specific Costco card to get gas. Now, yep. Mind you, gas was really cheap at this, and I've got like three people behind me and every single line is full. So I get up there and I'm thinking, oh, I can go pay cash. And there's a little dude sitting in the booth and he's like, oh, no, we don't take cash. It has to be the card in the. Yeah, right. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm barely on fumes. I need gas. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this. And the gentleman in the next pump over heard this. He walked over, put his Costco card in my gas pump, and said, fill it up. And I said, are you sure? And he said, yes, absolutely. Now, I wanted to turn around and give all those nasty, glaring people at me like a, huh, see people? And what was so great is after he did that, then I was in the line at the Tim Hortons and I bought the food for the person behind me in the drive-thru, which is awesome, by
awesome.
The way. Drive-thru is great because no one knows it's coming.
I find that story hilarious and like, I just linked to it because we just had a Costco, or we're having a Costco open up down the road, and it's the only one within, you know, like 8 hours of us. So everybody's excited about it. And me and the four other guys make no money off the project. Mm-hmm. So we actually all work different jobs.
Oh, wow.
And I just applied and I literally just got home from my second day at Costco and I'm loving it.
I'm telling you, it is a bit addicting. You suddenly need, you know, 25 rolls of toilet paper all at once because you'll find great. Look at me. I'm like this big commercial for Costco now, but you just never know. So tell us a few of your favorite stories that you've heard either for yourself or that you've heard from other people.
Oh, man. Geez, we have a ton. I always get put on the spot. So I have a couple. I'll throw a different one that I usually never say.
Okay.
We have one of our ARC representatives, which is just a college-age student on some campus, and he was doing a great job up in Michigan, and he was standing in line, and somebody paid for the thing in front of him and actually gave him back the card that he had given out a couple weeks earlier. So it's made its rounds, and it actually found a way back to its original owner, which I just thought was awesome. One of the bigger ones we've done was we went to the Children's Hospital of Omaha, mm-hmm. and visited their radiology department and did a shopping spree for one of the families there that's been living in one of the assisted living homes for 7 months due to their child's health.
Oh my
gosh. We just got to bless her and her whole family with a solid shopping spree to Target, and we got to watch the kids run around and just smiles all around.
Oh, I love that. So someone listening right now going, okay, so I want to be a part of this ARC project. What do I do? Where do I go? What do you want from me?
Okay. The easiest way to get connected with us is visit the website, www.arcprojectnow. There's a form to just do one. And that's what we kind of ask people to fill out. Now, that's a form. It's really easy. It's first name, last name, and your email address. And then you choose how many acts of kindness you pledge, whether that's one a day, one a week, or one a month. We're just trying to hit 6,000 pledges towards kindness. We don't really have a deadline for that, and we're getting pretty close to it, actually. But our whole, I guess, organization was started on the line, how do you change the world with one act of random kindness at a time? So we kind of want to see what happens when we get 6,000.
Oh, my gosh. That's doable, people, don't you think? It's got to be.
I think that's very doable. We're getting there.
So you're doing this. We're getting to the 6,000. But what do you see sort of ahead? Where do you want to take this in, you know, because you took just an idea of something that you felt inspired by and turned it into this movement. So now, you know, people are going to be looking to you, Alex, going, okay, well, what next? Inspire me more. You know what? So, and I know that's a lot of pressure on you. It's got to be, but you have envisioned this. So what's next for ARC?
It's, you know, it is a little bit of pressure. The great thing is kindness is such a broad subject that it can really affect any aspect of someone's life. That being said, we had the incredible opportunity to take a 6,000-mile road trip across the United States and just promote acts of random kindness. And we had a budget of $5,000 to keep us alive through gas and food, and then $10,000 to spread, you know, and plant kindness seeds throughout the country.
Wow.
That actually turned out to be a huge success, and we rounded up a lot of pledges towards kindness and just got a lot of people excited about kindness. And we actually ended up on the Today Show. And then that kind of blew the lid off of everything we thought was possible. That opened the door to some crazy things that are coming up. We actually were donated a brand new RV. We'll be taking that this summer, or the summer of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a trip around the perimeter of the United States. And then apart from that, we'll be doing our spring break trip, which this will be the third trip, actually, for spring break, and we're going to be opening it up to a bunch of other people that just want to travel and kind of get a taste of what we do.
Oh my gosh, you're going to be coming anywhere near Detroit?
I think so, because we're going to start in Indiana and then just shoot all the way up to Maine or New York and then just start the trip.
You got to come around like the mitten. So we're good people here, and we'd love to get a part. You know, that's what we call it here.
I absolutely know.
You're part of the mitten. So wait a minute. You sort of glossed over something, and I want to drag you back to it, because you were like, oh, there's some big things happening, and you kind of slid right by that. So are there some more TV shows or appearances? You're going to be in a big-time movie now. What's happening?
Oh, gosh. Those all sound awesome. Just to touch on the subject, I guess, we have a couple more national news stories coming up. And then I think in the end of October, we might be in some really big name magazines.
All right. So I just answer what you can. So big name magazines, would these big name magazines have like the world's sexiest man on the cover, like that kind of a magazine?
Actually, one of them would.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, if everything lines up and it all works out, then yes, one of them would.
Okay. We haven't mentioned which one. You guys should be able to figure that out. And as far as TV shows go, you mentioned the Today Show, but any other big shows coming up?
Yes, we're flying down. All of the team members have spread out now, or all the guys that went on the trip, because, you know, that's kind of the way life works.
Yep.
And we'll be flying a couple in, and we'll be doing another national show that I can't tell you yet because I don't know. but if people are following us, we'll definitely tweet it and like Facebook it a week before, and then definitely the day of and you know, have mm-hmm. people watch it.
I love it. How important is social media to all of this? Because it just seems like it has probably grown a lot faster because of social media.
Social media is incredible. It's a great source for free marketing, which, you know, as a grassroots organization, we love. And that's social media is a big part of what we do. And we just try and stay connected with everybody we meet and everybody that's interested online.
Mm-hmm. And was there ever a time where you thought, oh, this isn't going to work. I'm stuck. I can't seem to get out of this thought process? Because that usually happens when someone's starting something new.
Yeah, I'm actually, I don't know, I'm really good with brainstorming and I guess writing all my ideas down. And then if there's one I want to pursue, I usually just write a list of what I need to do and then I make sure it gets done.
So where did you get this unflappable sense of positive energy?
I don't know. I don't think there was ever a moment that like the switch just flipped, because I guess I wasn't always like this. But
what? So says your parents?
It was probably sometime in December of 2012 when all of this was happening. And I just kind of, I don't know. It's one of those, passion is an incredible force.
Yeah. Isn't they say if you're doing what you love, you won't work a day in your life?
Something. Absolutely. And I believe that. Absolutely.
So what does your family and your friends think about all of this? What do they think about it?
My family's all for it. And I guess my friends are all for it. But the family took a little while to get on board, because in order to pursue this crazy dream of inspiring an epidemic of kindness and becoming this massive power of kindness, I had to drop out of college. That wasn't necessarily an easy thing to do, or tell my father, who is a Cornell Ivy League school graduate.
Oh no.
But I think once you know, he saw how serious I was, and a couple months in and I'm still on these same subjects and making sure what I want to get done gets done, but, you know, they've all grown accustomed to what's happening, I guess.
Yeah, and when you said, did you check me out on the Today Show, Dad? See? It all worked out.
that was a good moment.
Because there are a lot of people just like you who may have been going down a similar path, but there's this other thing that's nagging at them, saying, pay attention to me. This is truly where you're going to be fed from. It takes a lot of courage to say, I'm coming off this one path and going over here and staying in a place of trust and understanding and enthusiasm, right?
Absolutely. I just think there's something special about the unknown. And I guess the way I'm living my life is a little bit different than most people, you know, graduate high school, go to college, get a good job that pays a lot, and then die happy. the way I live my life is a lot different than that. So I don't really have a lot of people to build off of, or I guess try and model my life after, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does the intention of the kindness matter? And the reason I'm asking this is some people might think, well, I have to be kind because in the afterlife, if I'm not, God will be really mad at me. I mean, does the intention behind what you do matter?
Yes, I got to be careful of how I answer this. I think it does. I think more than anything, though, the actual action of the kindness matters. Actually getting it done, or stepping out of your comfort zone to put a smile on someone else's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and we should, it's like if you give something to somebody, you give it to them freely. You don't give it to them so they can give something back to you.
Correct.
Yeah,
kindness is a very, and like acts of kindness, it took a lot of studying for all of the team members to kind of understand how we go about this, because it can be a touchy subject for some people for some reason. And some of the, like the news stories we've been on, there have been just mean, negative comments. And it's one of those things that you look at and you're like, you know, that hurts for me to read because I take this so personally. But those are the exact same people that we want to affect and actually show them that this is a big deal, and that it does have the power to change the world.
All right. Let that sink in, everybody, because that's really what it's all about. I'm just shocked that, maybe I'm not shocked, Lisa. It's the world where sometimes people, you know, they can't see beyond their own pain and their own hurt. And the only way they know how to get out of it is to try and hurt somebody else. And
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, all of that coming at you when you're doing something as wonderful as trying to brighten someone's day. It's like, come on, people, quit peeing in everyone's Cheerios. You know, that was the statement they used to say when someone would be really like nasty towards you. Remy, I just want to check in with you because I know that we're getting ready for the time when he gives me the hand saying like, yep, it's getting ready. It's getting ready. It's the fabulous RL3, which is the real life three silly, goofy questions, sometimes enlightening, sometimes not. We don't know that we'd like to ask our guests. And Alex, of course, has been very kind and said he would answer them. So are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready. Let's do this.
I built this all up. It better be good. All right. Here we go. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Why and how and have you ever experienced it?
I think I've experienced it.
Is she sitting right there? Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No. I'm home alone.
the way you said that. Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I think, yeah. Why? Because, I don't know, I just feel like there's a point in someone's life that they can really match up, whether that be, I don't know, physically or, I don't know, spiritually. I'm just going to throw this out like I can pretend I know what love is. Yes, I think that's a thing. I might have experienced it. I don't know. And that's all I got.
I love it. That was a good answer. Okay, here's your next one. If you had absolute power and you could change one thing about this world, what would it be?
Oh, man.
And it would absolutely happen. You have absolute power. It's going to happen if you ask for it to happen.
Holy cow, that's a big question.
I said sometimes they're not provoking.
They really are. Like, I'm trying to think of what the best thing I can do right now is. Okay, absolute power. I'm gonna go with a cop-out answer and say double the amount of Costcos there are in this world.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
I'm very new to Costco and I'm just in love with it.
And you know, that is the go-to answer. I was thinking that myself, not really. But anyway, fabulous answer. We love it, yeah. Alex.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
So here is your third one. And I always ask the exact same one for the third one because it's fun. And you'll probably have heard of this before, but it's not been called this. We call it Let's Find Out Your Fantasy Name. And so this would be the name of the first pet you ever had and then the name of the street you grew up on. What would your fantasy name be?
The first pet I had was named Kitsy.
Kitsy, okay.
Yes. And what did I grow up on? What? I think it was called Ireland.
Kitsy, Ireland? That sounds like maybe a former Bond girl or something like that. You know? Don't you think?
It does.
Kitsy, Ireland.
It sounds like the spoof version of a Bond girl name.
That's more like, what's that guy's name? It sounds like it belongs in that movie. Goldfinger or not. Oh, come on. The guy from SNL who did the spoof on it. Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's who Kitsy Ireland belongs in, the Austin Powers movies. And just because we have a little extra time and I want to give a bonus question to you, which TV show could you watch for hours on end and never get bored?
Ah, man. I'm going to say this and there's going to be like 10 people that know what I'm talking about. It's this old show called The Buried Life. It was on MTV from 2010 to 2011. Lasted two seasons, and it's just four awesome guys kind of proving the point that whatever you want or whatever you want to make happen, you can make happen. It's just four guys that made a list of 100 things they want to do before they die, and they do some crazy things, and they make it happen.
Oh, way to bring it right back around to let everybody know about the arcprojectnow.com. That's where you're going to go. Alex, you're an inspiration, and I had absolute wonderful time talking to you. Thanks so much for sharing your vision and your kindness with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.